Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Build and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Thursday, June 25th. So glad you're with us. We're getting ready to hit the road today. We got a full day. Roger has even more of a full day because we're going to go down to Camden. Then we're going to go see eat at the White House Cafe first, let me say. And then we're going to go see the birthplace of Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant, which we've never done. It's part of our summer adventure. We're going to have five restaurants that we're going to see. We got a NASCAR race coming up that we're going to do.
We just added New York, possibly.
That would be cool. That would
be fantastic.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, when we get Justin back, that Justin will be able to do some of these things with us. Yeah. We're talking about floating the buffalo.
Go to New York.
Talking about catching fish somewhere. Talking about maybe going down to Terry Bradshaw's ranch again. Mm-hmm. Going to be at the Star in Texas here in a few weeks. What we do, the summer of adventure. That's what we do.
That's on terrestrial radio.
It is. How about that? You're not getting that on Sirius.
No.
In the studio today, great to see our friends from KETV, Ryan Houston. First of all, Ryan, welcome back.
Woo!
Good to see you.
Good morning.
Yeah, we think we've had you up a couple times over the year. How long have you been at Channel 7 now?
It'll be 4 years in January.
Palm Bluff native.
Yes, sir.
Proud about
Zebra.
That. Yeah, you betcha. And so, and then Stacey Spivey,
who we go
back a long way, Stacey.
We do.
And you've grown up. She's grown up before our very eyes. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. I'm 35 now, but.
Wow, you look 25.
Well,
that's
thank
amazing.
Thank you.
Good job.
It's crazy to think about, you know, when I first came on here. Gosh, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I was young. I was single. I was a little wild. And now I'm like a mom and wife and.
I know. You're still a youngster.
I know.
And you've got a kid. It's hard to believe. Now, Roger, do you know, can you give me the, tell me what you remember about Stacy's dad? He was an athlete. Do you remember anything about that? This would be a very tough question.
Yeah, it's
a
very tough
question. Roger.
But you probably know Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's eating me too.
Yeah, Stacy's dad was, Roger, the starting quarterback for the, matter of fact, watch this. Watch this tie-in. Yeah. Her dad was a starting quarterback on the last state championship for Benton High School. Do we know?
Then he was there with David Hendricks.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. I think he was there
with
David.
David Hendricks, 1976.
So is it 76?
Well, it was 77 when he won state.
76,
77.
That was Benton, right? It was not Brian. It was Benton. So they own. Used to own all the Big Red. They own Family Market now.
Oh well, yeah, I know him.
So Melinda Mayo's coming up here shortly. We now have Melinda. As a regular, but she's been doing it with us for how many years now?
47 years?
Probably. So Ryan, Roger, I told Ryan before we started, my biggest regret before Melinda left, we did not do the dance. You know, Melinda always used to want to just go over there.
Yeah.
Do y'all do that?
No, that's what I said. It went away.
It went away with Melinda.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen, Ryan,
Could y'all bring back Kick the Balloon? Maybe.
What?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
You're not, so you don't want to do the dance thing?
You're a cheerleader. I mean, I've done a couple. I do like certain dances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like trending ones.
Yeah. So, and Ron, you were always good. You were a good team player and did all the, and they were, listen, they went Michael Jackson, Roger, Michael Jackson Thriller level.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh
that's
my
right.
God. They did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pull out. Mm-hmm.
Always proud of the kind of talent that we have in this state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ron, you've got you've only been in the game 15 years. Obviously, you're a very accomplished and polished broadcaster.
Polished.
We just had Chanley Painter.
Oh, yes.
On the show.
Well,
we've had a segment with her over the years. And I remember helping her get a gig. She wanted to do TV, so she started doing free. She was showing up at Channel 4 doing court deals. And wow. She, lo and behold, she gets a job at Channel 4, gets a job at Court TV, and now she's in New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's been a history a history of a lot of great broadcasters. Mm. A lot of them come through Channel 7 that have gone on to major markets. Now, Ryan, you have the choice. I'm sure you're skilled enough to go to any market you want to, but you've chosen to stay here in Arkansas because it's your home state. And you came from, where did you come from?
Pittsburgh. I mean, I've always wanted to work at Channel 7. I feel like the journalists there, and the things that we do, I mean, it's just top-notch. You can't find it anywhere else in America.
And you, Stacey, you left and decided to come back.
I did, yeah. I mean, obviously, home is just so special, and Channel 7 is special. We both grew up watching Channel 7.
Yeah.
So
how cool is that?
To be able to watch people like Melinda Mayo and then work with them day-to-day, that was just so incredible.
Cherry on top.
See, I think there's value, if you can, to bring local talent on. You don't have to. You know, I even though I'm not from here, Roger, I've been here for 40 years, so, you know, most people know who I am. So I think there's value in hiring, if you can, local folks to do a good job. Now, listen, Roger gets up pretty early. Roger gets up earlier than I do. So
how
Roger
early?
Gets up at what time?
3.
You got to speak in the mic.
3.
3 o'clock. And so I get up around 4. You guys get up even earlier. What do you guys do?
About 2:30 for me.
About 1:45. Because I commute from Benton.
Yeah, that is
it hurts.
Yeah, that is that's another level. That's another level.
Especially when your kid doesn't go to sleep until 9:30 sometimes.
And how old is your kid?
She is about to turn 5 next week.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Yeah. That's outstanding. Yes. Yeah, Roger, 1:45. That's almost it's just like
that's when you're going down.
Right? A lot of people.
That is about the truth. Of course, I told them, Raj, this will be the 14th year that I have worked with. Of course, I go back 25 or 30 years with KTV. Mm-hmm. Sully and I go back to the late. I used to be a weekend anchor at Channel 4 for a while. Mm-hmm. But then Sully and I have been together. Of course, I was with Sully at Channel 4 then. But Sully and I have been together with Sports Week and all that, Roger, since the late 1990s with Bruce James. So 29, almost 30 years
That's
at Channel
awesome.
7. And then
did you work
with
your
daughters?
He
did.
Wow.
He did. He was one of the... you know, there'll never be another Paul Eales. He was such a good guy. And, you know, you had some legendary figures in Paul Eales and Ned Permey, who's Ned's still around, and just legendary TV guys that came through Channel 7. But anyway, so Sully and I go back a long ways. But, Roger, this is the 14th year I've gone to every Razorback game. And part of that is going into the town. This year, Roger, you know, like last year, I go into the town a little bit early, and we'll do some reports with Trey Schapp about the culture of the town, Baton Rouge or wherever. But, yeah, I do.
It's a great segment.
Yeah.
Trey does a great
job. Yeah, 3 live hits with you guys on Friday nights, or 2, rather, and then Saturday morning, 3 or 4.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So,
Doing that again.
But James Bryant no longer with us. Roger, he was, you know, he loved football almost as much as...
He was a local guy. It was another dream of his, too.
Yeah. He loved talking football almost as much as he loved talking weather. That's no joke.
Yeah, he still does.
So the question is now, who am I going to be talking to? Because now Emma is going to be... Is that... We don't know if that's done, but we know that Daniela's on there.
Yes,
we know that. And, of course, Austin, you know, I guess took... James's place, right? Is it from a weather standpoint? So he would be there in the mornings? No?
So right now it's Austin in the mornings, but I don't know what they're going to do. You know? You got to have someone that can talk sports.
I know. I've almost
thought like Emma can do it.
You think she
can?
Yeah.
It's I've enjoyed it. But the bad thing about it, Roger, so this is what's crazy about this. So when it came time to do this, and we've been doing the show, Roger and I, how many years? 16?
Yeah.
And then.
Yes.
I don't know why he's just laying back like that. Tommy, we started the show in 2004. Mm-hmm. But of all, when I decided to do this bit with Channel 4 in the bus, going to every game, I thought it would be a good deal. It was when Brett Bielema was hired. Well, the 14 years have been the worst 14 years in the history of Razorback football. It's been the way he had 3 2-10 seasons in the last 8.
Fault?
No, I don't know if it's my fault, but it's not much fun. It's not much fun.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, if you'll see my, I'll be with Sully at 10 o'clock, And he said, "What do you? You know, it's another loss. It's
like,
another embarrassment. Yeah, it's like it's just.
Oh, it has. It sucked.
Yeah, it's just. And then this year, you know, we're not picked to do very well this year either.
No, but we have hope, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but like the other sports have done really well.
Yes, that's right.
Basketball season is going to be good again.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. So it's just, but it's so ironic that the you know that this is the time. And let me tell you too, Jack Allen's great to work with.
Oh, I love working with Jack.
Awesome. He's really super. Because mm-hmm. Roger's son, you know, if you knew this or not, was a weatherman mm-hmm. up in Northwest Arkansas for
still is. Well, now he honestly was offered the gig before the last James Bryant.
Yeah, so at Jack, Channel 7.
Yeah, he didn't come back down. He stayed up north, and now it's been a little over a year now, and he works for as a meteorologist for that big Walmart complex.
How about
that's
that?
Incredible.
How about that? Walmart needs a meteorologist.
They have a couple of them on staff.
I know. Yeah. How about that?
For the entire world.
Yeah. It probably pays really good.
You know what? It's he didn't take the job here. No disrespect, but I mean, he needed Walmart to. And you've got to have a little bit more money up
and
that
he's,
way
and
as well.
He's very, he was a very polished guy, too. You know, the difference, too, in mornings. You can have a personality, mm-hmm. you know, and let it shine.
Sure.
You can't do that 5, 6, and 10, even though I love Beth, love Chris May, and Barry, and all that. It's just, but you have to be a little bit more buttoned up.
You don't have as much time.
Yeah. Everything's tighter. Yeah. And I can remember when back in the day, you would have 4 minutes of sports or 5 minutes of sports.
Yeah. Wow.
And now Sully gets probably three and a half minutes of sports.
He's a water bug anyway.
Yeah. It's, and then now if you go over Roger, have you been to the new studios at Channel 7?
No,
it's beautiful.
They won't let me do it.
Well, the other thing is that you don't have cameramen.
That's what's wild.
Roger knew that. You don't have cameramen. You're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
And the cameras have minds of their own.
Yeah.
It will be on you, and then all of a sudden it just goes, whoop, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Skynet.
It is bizarre. Now, Ryan, you have a relationship with the Power 92.
Yes.
And so you do like a Friday segment with them. Is that right?
Yes. I have a segment called R&R, where I just talk about movies, trending
pop culture,
stuff,
which, yeah,
streaming,
yeah.
all of it. Oh,
cool. Now, so you do that with Joe?
Yes.
So yeah, a lot of props for Broadway Joe, one of the legends.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you know we've talked about it before. The guy that used to be with us, Tommy Smith, was a radio legend. Mm-hmm. Bob Robbins,
of
radio legend.
Now, Joe's the only one.
The only one left, and Joe's. I think Joe's been there 30. Yeah.
Easily
30, maybe 40.
Easy. We have Craig with us one time.
Yeah, we have Craig O'Neill that comes in there. Craig's. Okay. So you had four guys that are legendary guys that could go to any market in America.
But they decided
to stay here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Melinda. You know, Melinda now.
She's an influencer.
She's an influencer.
She is.
She's an influencer now. It's like,
she's listening as we speak.
So what happened, just so you guys know, that one of these days when your career is done with TV is that when Craig quit Channel 11, it hit me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to call Craig and see if we can get him over here.
Oh.
And so once we got him over here, I think somebody called, and I said, if we're going to get him over here, we need to pay him. So we said, we're going to get a sponsor for you. And all of a sudden, Craig realized, wait a minute, that's right. I can get sponsors.
Yeah.
And boom, he's got him a car now with Genesis of Conway. He's got a membership.
Never
like
paid
athletic
for
club.
Petty Jean meats.
So, and then when I think Melinda saw that model, and she realizes mm-hmm. too, just because you retire from TV, you guys are restricted in what you're allowed to do.
Right.
You know, and so.
Well, now she broke that mold before she left.
She did. She did get paid.
She did get a little bit of that. Amy, maybe they saw the. You know,
I was surprised Amy allowed that to happen because I think Sully still does it.
It's so unfair. Yeah, I mean, for you guys to be able to
you know why?
I get it.
Yeah, it's sort of the interpretation. You shouldn't be, you know, you can't have a private business paying you, and maybe you could be influenced somehow.
Why can't she have a clothier, you know, do something for you? Put a jacket on him or...
Yeah.
Do you have, we'll start with Stacey, do you have a like a broadcaster that's sort of your idol or the one that you've always looked up to and said she's the bomb or he's the bomb that you think's the best in the business or grew up maybe watching?
I mean...
Local or national, both.
I mean, Beth has always been a mentor to me.
Yes.
Since I was an intern at Channel 7.
Yeah.
I just have always... I mean, I grew up... And she was on when I was little, and then...
It was a morning show, really.
Yeah, she was on mornings.
With mm-hmm. Melinda.
Yeah. And I just... I've always looked up to her. I've always gone to her for advice. Not just TV advice, but life advice. I still do to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a great mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love her to death.
And a great worker. What about you, Ron? Who, anybody that
Well, I would have to say T.J. Holmes before all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He's still incredible.
I don't know what. Is he out of the business now?
Well, him and his new.
Are they married yet?
They are not married, but they have their own podcast.
And they're engaged.
Yep.
Well, the thing about him, he's another example of an Arkansas talent that goes national.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he worked at 11, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He did.
Weekends, yeah.
And then we talking. He's a competitor of ours, which we beat last book. Bobby Bones. You've got guys in this market and ladies in this market that do super work. And of course, Roger, what do we know Beth Hunt by for many, many years at this station?
She can dance like a rocket.
We used to do Christmas karaoke.
Oh, so fun!
And Ryan, we every station would put together these massive singing, dancing performances.
Wow!
I mean, big deals, and we would raise a lot of money for Youth Home. And maybe we should look at maybe. But bringing it back, the problem was that everybody who used to do it, which were Beth Hunt. And Jansen,
everybody
that generation sort of got a little, we don't really want to do that anymore. Just some great moments. I remember after Ann, we lost Ann, and they did a tribute to Ann. But anyway, but about Beth. Beth was a multi-time Bay Bracket Award winner.
I bet she was.
So Ryan, we used to have this thing called the Bay Bracket. Very controversial. It wasn't then, but nowadays, you can imagine, once Me Too hit, it was done.
Yeah.
But Beth was a multi-time winner. Melinda had won it and was in the finals several times.
Janelle won one year.
Janelle Lilly, remember that?
I think everybody over there won.
Yeah. So Ryan, what it would be is that, the girls were smart enough to realize, I'm going to come up, and Tommy is just massive ratings back when he was at Magic, and then he came over here, and it's a great way to connect with and it was not anything bad. We would never demean the girls. It was never about that. It was must attend. Now maybe the girls didn't like doing it, but they came over and had a lot of fun. And it was really, it wasn't about how you look. It was really about how you connected. And
personality.
Yeah, that's right. And so.
And it introduced whomever it was, male or female, to the market.
Some folks didn't know.
Even if it was somebody like yourself who's from it. I didn't know you were from Pine Bluff until you got on the show.
Right.
I had no idea that was going on. Of course, you being a Saline County lady and all of that, it always just brought somebody to the market, to introduce them.
Yeah, it was, nobody could stand up for us when I was getting calls from LA Times.
Goodness.
Austin Kellerman at Channel 4 really used it as an opportunity to just slam us, and it became a national.
Was it Austin?
A national.
Who's the guy there now?
I'm just blank now, but it's okay.
Austin is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kellerman who was
there.
No longer there.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
But there was only one, person.
Yeah.
Who really stood up for us. And that's okay because it was a tough time. The moment, it was, looking back, though, it was fun to do because the girls came up and took advantage of it. And then we would do that karaoke every year. But that's why I was saying it's nice to have local folks because we went, Roger, for the last 5 or 6 years, we were getting people into the marketplace that would stay there a year or two and they're out. And you still get some of that. But that's why you two and Melinda and having that local, and I think it helps in ratings, too.
Well, and Austin, he's from Hot Springs.
He's a local guy. And James Bryant was a local guy.
Well, you left and came back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody does. You have to in your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you do want, you get your first gig somewhere else. KTV was top of the line. I mean, it was one of the in the big markets.
Legends. But
absolutely. Yeah. So you did do that. And you come home.
Yes.
You got your family. You got somebody. You've got babysitters now with Meemaw and Pawpaw and all that.
So nice.
And so of course it is. That's the way it is. And that's one of the things. If you can make it, if you can do that and get paid and do that, I mean, that's why you do it. You want to come home and be in front of your family and friends.
Well, it's the people here, too. I've worked in other places that the people are very nice, obviously. But here they come up to you. They want to have a conversation with you. Like, oh, you talked about my favorite restaurant, or we remember doing this growing up, and you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so special.
And you love the place.
Yes,
I love talking about Hot Springs, where I came from. So when I mention certain things down there, I love it. And just like whenever there's soldiers, now that you can, it used to be the military back when it was internet radio, but now you can go all over the world. So there's a part of Arkansas and people that leave the state that you can listen to the shows on the radio and go, they're talking about cancer. I know about cancer. They're mm-hmm. talking about this and, yep. and they do that. So just to connect, as yes. you said.
Well, the other thing too that I noticed y'all have been doing, that y'all are sort of expanding a little bit. You're, mm-hmm. I think you're doing like a post-show or doing some like a podcast. Is that right?
Yes.
What's the scoop?
So wow. it's called Off Script, where we talk about movies, we talk trends, we try new foods. And I also brought a little something for you guys
okay.
to try.
All right.
This is called the period cramp simulator.
Okay.
So oh.
You will put, oh, I've heard about this.
So yes. you put this on your stomach.
Okay.
We did this. We did an episode about it, right, Stacey?
She
put it on first, and she set it all the way to 10. And she was like,
stomach?
On your stomach. Uh-huh. And what did you say, Stacey, about the 10?
I was like, yeah, this is probably what it feels like. It's not bad, but this
okay,
is regular.
So I've got it on my stomach.
I forgot how to turn it on, so I'm going to have to do it. Let's just say Ryan got it to a 6 and was like, turn it off!
It was the worst pain ever, man.
Would it be inappropriate for me to go, I like this?
No, it would not. It would not be inappropriate, but
okay,
it,
so
will he pee himself?
No, well.
Turn it up to 10.
So.
Start up high. And come on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I've got the pads on my stomach.
Okay.
So I did eat a donut this morning. I don't know what that's going to do.
It's not doing it. I'm going to let you do it.
By the way, too, I want them to hear the singing between you. I want them to hear how. Oh, I feel it.
Uh-oh,
I feel
it. Just went off.
I like it.
Do we all want to try? You like it?
Yeah.
Do we all want to try this?
Is this for a weight loss deal or
it's
what?
Just to show what a woman goes through that time of the
year. Whoa.
I went from 0 to 10.
That was
it.
Two.
Really was a 10.
Oh wow.
How'd it feel?
I'm awake now.
We gotta try this.
No, you really have to go see the video of Ryan because he is. I'm dying laughing at him.
It's
like a TENS unit. It's like a TENS unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. it is. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That woke me up. Here.
Hey, but can one be on one and one be on the other?
Yes.
All right, so if it's like twins, because twins feel the pain.
It won't be as effective. I want Ryan and Stacey to hear you. Can you find the clip of you and Christian singing? Here's the deal. We've got the best singing show in America.
Oh,
there's nobody because we've got Justin Moore. He's got 14 number one hits. Roger can sing like crazy. And then Christian, our producer, we found out because he knows.
Okay.
You feel anything?
I feel it.
It's
a little vibration going on.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's got two kids, so he's got a wife so he's been through this.
All right. Yeah, we're going up a little bit.
Yep.
Are you going straight to 10? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going straight.
Oh, gosh.
You feel it?
Nah, I feel something.
Wow.
Okay. You got high pain tolerance.
Okay, what about now?
Wow.
Are you on one? Or?
No, I'm off.
He's got them both?
I'm off, yeah. My abs won't be the same all day today.
You feel anything?
Yeah, I feel it.
Wow,
is
it nothing?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Ring the bell.
There it
goes. I mean, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe I took the tough part out of it for you.
Yeah.
Ryan was just going to 1 to 10. All right, I want you to find the clip of, I want them to hear how talented these
are.
Can you two sing?
Here we go.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
That's Christian.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
That's Roger.
The corn is as high as an elephant's arm.
Okay.
And it looks as though it's climbing up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Oh, he's not finished.
It's the album version.
Everything's going my way.
How about that? See, listen. Yeah, and there's there's more. They've got, listen, I'm just telling you, then you get Justin Moore back.
Yeah.
And you get those three.
Melinda, too. She can
Melinda
sing.
Melinda can sing. You know, that's exactly
fact,
right.
She sure can.
You want to hang? You guys right have to get out of here?
I have a little song.
Okay, I
so,
have a little time.
So, oh, this is Melinda. Listen. This, it's all delayed. All three are delays.
Have they been drinking?
Yeah, Melinda was on the phone. Justin was on the phone. And I was here, so it was all.
It was all just much like our show. All right, if you just joined the show, Ryan Houston is here with us. Stacey Spivey from Daybreak over at KTVR, right down the street.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back, and we're going to have an old friend of yours on. Linda Mayo is going to jump on for a few
reunited
minutes.
United.
Come back. Don't go away. 8:30.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The stadium name for Arkansas football was revealed yesterday as it will be called the Community America Razorback Stadium. Community America is a Kansas City-based financial institution. The details on how much money Arkansas is receiving is currently unknown. And the NBA draft wrapped up last night. Both the remaining Hogs saw their names called relatively early in the second round. Malik Thomas was off the board at 34th overall to the Cleveland Cavaliers, while Trevin Brazil went just one pick later at 35th overall to the Denver Nuggets. There were Arkansas's 49th and 50th NBA draft picks ever, respectively. And the third and fourth during the Coach Sean Calipari era. Next up for the NBA is the Summer League, where all three Razorbacks should be participating. The Kings with Darius Acuff will play in the California Classic, which will start on July 4th. The Las Vegas Summer League will start on July 9th. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 90, plus a 30% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of a shower overnight with just a low of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little hotter, up to 92, with only a 10% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, listen up. David Basil here, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not at Oaklawn, you're missing out. Because even with racing season over, the scoreboard is lit up at Arkansas's only casino resort. We're talking boats and bucks, baby. All month long, you're earning entries, stacking chances to win cash in a brand new 2025 Bennington Party Barge with a Yamaha 200 horsepower engine. That's not a prize. That's a victory parade on water. Grand prize goes down Saturday, June 27th. Be there. And when you step inside, oh, it's game on. A 24/7 smoke-free casino, 1,500 slots, live table action, blackjack, craps, roulette. Pick your game and go to work. You hungry? They've got you covered. You want upscale? Boom. Casual? Done. The best wings in Hot Springs? Locked in. Then recharge, hit the pool, unwind at the Astral Spa, or catch a big-time show. That's how you finish strong. So huddle up, make the call, and get yourself to Oaklawn and Hot Springs. Book it now at oaklawn.com, and let's go win something.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration. But there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything. Family owned and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
All right, 8:34. Speaking of great movies, Ryan, this is one of Roger's and my favorite movies. It's underrated, but this is the song. What would you call it, Roger? The sort of the theme of the movie, the theme song of the movie.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. It's Michael McDonald.
Sweet Freedom.
And what's the name of the movie? We never can remember.
It's Running Scared, right?
Running Scared. That's it. If you haven't seen it.
The original Running Scared.
Yeah, guy. It is really good. It's got Billy Crystal, and who's the dancer with him?
Gregory Hines.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we just found out during the break that you guys obviously love movies and do a lot of that with your extracurricular time at the station. And we love our movies too.
Is this from the 80s? Back in the 80s?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 80s. Yeah, but this
singing
is.
Singing if you know it.
It's a fun, light movie, but actually done well, you know, all things considered.
Oh, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it really is. If you just joined the show, we've got Ryan Houston in here, as well as Stacey Spivey. Two Arkansans. Found out during the break, I'd forgotten that Ryan also went, in addition to Pine Bluff High, UCA.
Yes, graduated from UCA in 2010.
And then you did your route. You went Georgia, Mississippi, Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Yep.
Yeah, no surprise you're ready to come home.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stacey also.
After all that snow up there.
And Stacey, remind me, where'd you go to college?
I went to A-State.
A-State, that's right. Where your dad went to school.
Yes. Yeah, I am my mom.
Your legacy.
I am.
Was your mom an athlete too?
Well, she cheered in high school, but just did the sorority thing.
Did you have good seasons at ASU when you were there?
Yes. Okay. That was like.
Oh, did you have the Gus?
Mouths on.
Oh, yeah, you had four different coaches.
We did. So it was Roberts and then Freeze Mouths on.
Hartson. You had all those?
Yeah.
Because you went to like four straight bowl games.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
That was a great time.
Yeah.
One of their old teammates. And I say old in the past tense. Is Melinda Mayo. Roger, would you please welcome her into the show?
I'll do my very best.
No, Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today, on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, everybody. Easy fast on the old, if you don't mind. But what a fun reunion you guys put together today.
I know. How about that? We just found out, too. We found out some scoop that the amazing dances that used to take place in the mornings at KTV don't happen without you anymore, Melinda.
Well, those two are certainly capable, more so than me, so they could continue it. And we would still love to get you guys involved, too, but I know it's never going to happen.
Roger can do it. Roger can dance.
Oh, my God. I cannot even get up out of my chair very often. But now that she's gone, if she comes back for a little reunion, maybe that's when we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Melinda, okay. Has she filled in for y'all since she's left or anything?
No.
No, not yet? No. Okay. She's playing it right.
I miss you, Miss Melinda.
She's an influencer.
We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. But tell you what, I feel like I'm sitting with my old friends when I watch the podcast. It is so good. 4 episodes that I've watched every one.
Thank you.
For those that don't know, how is that? Do you do that right after the show every morning, or do you do that during? Is it once a week that you put it out?
It's once a week.
Okay.
Yeah. So we usually record midway through the week, and then they're out on Fridays on our YouTube channel.
And you put them out YouTube on what day?
Usually Friday.
Okay. Yes. I gotcha. Yes. And they're about 30 minutes?
About 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. What are you doing? Covering the week?
No, I think it's fun. It's movies and
anything.
Yeah, movies.
Oh, that's. Oh, I thought you were doing that on Power.
It's called Off Script.
Okay,
so we have no scripts and we're just being ourselves.
We've talked about that forever. It's the Stern, the after show show, and things like that. That can be fun a little bit to see how the sausage is made as well.
And Melinda, I was telling them we were talking that morning shows give a little bit more freedom to show your personality, but then you don't always get enough time. And so that's why you do these extra things to just maybe connect with the audience. We get to do 4 hours of it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk 4 hours of this every day. And so, so Melinda, I know there's one thing Melinda's not missing, and that is getting up early. That's been the biggest thing that you've really, truly enjoyed sleeping in, probably maybe more than you even were expecting.
Yeah, it really has. And I was just thinking, this is the first summer since I was 16 years old, I didn't have a job to go to every day because I started working in high school.
Worked
at a daycare center. When I went to Wichita, I worked over at Magic Springs every summer, which was a fun job. But it was still a job. You had to get up and be there every day. So this is the first summer. So I've had people kind of say, hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? I said, you know what? Let me have my first summer since I was a teenager to sleep in if I want to. So it's pretty great.
You've earned it.
Oh, yes, you've have.
One of the, you know, we were talking about Ryan doing some stuff with Power, and, you know, he's got a passion for pop culture. And Melinda, she has a passion for sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons we, you know, I reached out to her in the first place is because she loves sports. She's as locked into, especially Razorback sports, as anybody. I guess last night you saw the round two last night, Melinda?
Yes, all round two of the draft. Good to see. Let's see. We had Malik Wright go to Cleveland.
Yep.
Trevin Brazil went to Denver. So right. It was good to see those guys get drafted. But, of course, Darius Acuff, the Kings of this draft for Arkansas, going to the Sacramento Kings. And I immediately thought of Joe Klein, you know, that they were so close in picks, 6 and 7.
Yep.
Both going to Sacramento, so I posted that, and then immediately I started getting people say, wait a minute, remember Corliss, 1995, went 13th pick to the Sacramento Kings, so it's good. It would have been nice to maybe have him a little bit closer where we could, you know, drive to go see him, but I'm excited for him. And the winner really was Marsha Martin and those Darius Acuff boots.
She's got the style. She has got the style. Have y'all, you know who she is? She's a super supporter, booster that sits at this court side of all the Razorback games, and she's big blonde, and she's got these custom-made boots that have, like, Darius Acuff written on them. Right. Yeah, she puts on a show. It's very impressive. I was going to ask you guys now, are you guys into the World Cup at all? No?
Well, when I was at the beach last week, my brother watched it every day. And, like, when a game was going to come on that he wanted to watch, that he was betting on, he would go back up to the condo to watch. Like, he's never watched soccer a day in his life.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's invested.
Okay.
Same here.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not watching all that. I'm more in tune with it this year than ever before. And think, obviously, because of America doing so well as we speak. And it's here.
What about you, Ron? You pay attention to it all?
Not really. I've been more so enjoying the videos.
Yeah. Everybody.
The Brits eating Waffle House and Chick-fil-A.
So funny.
That's been the story. That's been one of the stories.
Yeah. They've been checking out Bucky's. Loving it.
Oh, it's been one of the funny stories of this is the Europeans coming over and having a good time. Melinda, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a social media post where I mentioned it yesterday. There's a customs agent in England. London that's checking back somebody who's coming back from the States, and he looks at the picture on the passport, and it's a good looking 180-pound guy. He looks up and the guy weighs 300 pounds now, and he said, "This is not you." And he said, "Yes, it is." I've spent the last 6 weeks eating in America. But that has been, Melinda, to me, sort of the fun things that we haven't heard the horror stories that we're glad, you know, people get mugged or whatever. You can't come to America and be safe. But most of the stories have been positive like that.
Yeah, I think they love it. And, you know, you were in over in Europe not too long ago. I was in England last year. And, you know, everything is kind of small. They don't have as much space as we do. So they don't have like a Bucky's or a Costco. So that has been fun to see it through their eyes. And then what I've loved, the things that they want to take back to Europe, so they said free refills. Somebody come,
that's right.
Your drink without you even asking. And then there was another couple that got, they went to a Mexican restaurant to experience that. They got the chips and salsa on the table, and they said, wait, we this isn't us.
That's great.
And they said, no, it's free. So they cannot believe that kind of hospitality here in America. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, tonight, by the way, the match is late tonight, 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter. This is sort of weird to me. I've sort of complained about it, that the match tonight, the outcome doesn't affect anything. Mm. Doesn't matter. The United States loses, wins. They're playing Turkey. What is it, Turkey?
Turkey.
Have you guys heard about that? So the countries are changing the way they want their names pronounced. We used to call it Turkey. Apparently, we've been calling it wrong, right, Melinda, all these years?
That's right. Apparently, Turkey decided they wanted to be Turkey. Kind of like Camden Koshal, right?
That's exactly right. What were some of the other ones, Roger?
Joe Theismann.
No, I talk about the country.
Oh, right? We're now being called Arkansas, so we're doing that. We want to be that now.
Yeah, it's
Germania.
Czechia. Yeah, yeah. That's becoming to you. We learned geography. Now, of course, you know, having Melinda on the show, too, with us weekly, we would always get weather updates. And now, she monitors the radar. She monitors the radar.
Go. Influencer, still meteorologist.
Yeah.
Wonderful Melinda Mayo.
And we're hitting a hot streak, right? Right. Of course, best story on the earthquakes, too, which is not really weather related. But hot times this week, right, here in Arkansas?
Hot time coming back. I tell you what, whenever I post a forecast, once a meteorologist, always a meteorologist. You know, we love weather, so we're not going to just stop. And I have people go, wait, I thought you retired. And I'm like, well, I can still talk about the weather. I can still watch it. So I love doing that for y'all. Call me anytime, you know, when we get one of those big snowstorms. I hope you'll call me and I'll be on. So we've still gotten a little scattered shower and storm activity today. It's been bad in Southwest Arkansas. They've had some pretty bad flooding
the past couple
of days. Today, I think the rain we will see this afternoon will favor North Arkansas, so that's good to keep it away from them. But really, over the weekend, all that starts to dry up. The hot and humid weather comes back. We're talking about maybe 98 to 101, 102 next week. It's going to be the hottest stretch so far. Probably some heat advisories coming back into the forecast for next week. So get ready. I know summer officially just started, but it's going to really feel like it this weekend and next week.
Yeah, I don't know if it's funny, talking about just interesting topics. You know, we've gotten on this thing about talking about how they name storms. Mm. And it's just no rhyme or reason how they get some of the names. But one of them is Bertha, right? Bertha's coming up.
That's right. Bertha's coming up. I told Christian, Bertha Butt Boogie.
So do you know the song Bertha Butt Boogie?
No.
So it was a chart topper, Roger, right, in the 70s. I think we got in the system. Roger's going to look it up. The minute I heard Bertha, and I said, Bertha Butt. Here we go. Chart topper right here.
I've never heard this.
The party was jumping when Bertha got off of her stump. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started.
Who knew? That's what we remember. That's what happened from my 5 years of playing Razorback football is that my brain can't remember what street to turn down, but I remember the Bertha Butt Boogie. So,
you know why you like it so much, Baz? You like it because it starts off with chainsaw. Right, Roger?
That's it chainsaw, does start right? out with a chainsaw, Melinda.
Let's see here.
That's it right there.
Thank you, fine. See, this is what we have to do, too. You guys, when you get on TV, when you do your segment, this is where Melinda thanks her sponsors now. Melinda, thank you, fine sponsor.
Aww.
Yes, number 16 on the pop chart, by the way, Bertha Butt Boogie.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, this is how you pay the light bill when you retire. My thanks to Sanders Ground Supply for really being such a great partner with me for a couple of years now. Wow. So thank you for that. Of course, Like we said, summer has started. But, you know, we had July 4th, and it's almost like we're midway through summer. It's hard to believe that it's already there. And if your grass still doesn't look like it's supposed to, it's still not green and thick and lush, give them a call. There's still plenty of time for them to get it great for the second half of the summer. They're fertilizing. They're doing weed control, mosquito spray, because those skeeters are out there. So that number is 315-9395 or sandersground.com. All the information is on the website.
There you go. That's how you do it. So, Ryan, listen, we got to listen. I'm going to call Joe, Broadway Joe, and we're going to say, listen, you got to pay Ryan to start coming on. We got to get him a sponsor. Snuffer, he'll take care of you. But okay. It's been fun working with Michael Snuffer, the news director over there, last couple of years. Yeah, he's easy peasy, laid back. And we've got to already meet start working on football season. This year, we got to start making our plans. And so I'm supposed to be having lunch with him and Mark Rose and Sully. And so look forward to work with you guys. Hey, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
I love Melinda that you got a chance to be a part of them stopping by.
I know.
You know, we've had Ryan on the show 2-3 times, but had not gotten Stacy on here. So, and you're literally 60 seconds from us every day.
Anytime,
so.
Let us know.
Yeah. All right, Melinda, have a great day.
Thanks, Mel.
Right, Stacy, I love you. Love you guys.
Aww, love you.
Love you too.
Well, yeah. Go home.
So here's the deal, Ryan and Stacy. We talked about some high level stuff here. We got to figure out what's going to happen Saturday morning, on Saturday morning daybreak when Bass calls in with for our three live shots. Who am I going to be talking to about the Razorbacks?
I'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You know, hopefully we'll have something positive to talk about. We may not. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for coming down.
Appreciate you guys.
Congrats on all the success, you guys, and all the peripheral stuff. What's the name of the podcast again?
Off Script.
All right. You can catch that on the podcast, KTV?
KTV YouTube page.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Don't go away. We got to play a little Fact or Crap after 9, Raj.
All right, Dan.
All right. Don't go away. Here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing. golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit OltmansRoofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from Hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Hi, Lee.
Hey. I have a question for Joe.
Yes, sir.
Good. Do you ever think about how much money that you would have been making now if you was the other than, okay, retired?
Yes, I do.
Every day he wakes up, Lee.
When
I see Brooke Lopez getting paid, it bothers me.
Man, Joe Klein. Let's show a little segment here. A little Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Our man Jeff Gross down in Pine Bluff said quadruple points. Think about this. On the name game today is National Leon Day. It's National Catfish Day. Pine Bluff, we just had Melinda Mayo, Pine Bluff. We just had Ryan Houston, Pine Bluff. And we're on our way to Camden. You get to pass by Leon's Catfish in Pine Bluff on Highway 79 South. So you got Leon's Catfish, and two guests from Pine Bluff. Well represented by Jefferson County today.
Yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says here, my dad used to call my mom Bertha Butt.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Yeah.
Send us a picture of your mom.
Someone said, I bet Roger can jitterbug.
No, can't do it. I can't dance like I used to.
I think you can.
Can't dance like I used to.
Don't forget, Roger's going to be at Mainline Sports Bar tonight.
I'll be dancing tonight at Mainline
Sports Bar. Dancing trivia. If you haven't gone over there and had some fun, go over there and do that.
There it is right here. Look at it. You see it right there? There's 1970s. From January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979. That's full of that trivia.
Someone says here, Hawk Fan James said, Baz, I don't know if you get all my messages. All I ever get is a program response. You should play JM's rendition of Turn the Page for your guest. Okay. Y'all's show is the greatest singing show ever. Thanks. Now, do we have that one, Christian? Have you heard that one?
Never heard it.
That's Bob Seger's Turn the Page. Let's Google that and see if Justin, maybe he's done that during the show.
Yeah, I've never seen it on one of our pages.
No, I don't think it's recorded. I don't think he's got that recorded, but if he's got that in a live version, that would be very cool. I love that song.
Do you?
I love all Bob Seger.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't like turn the page.
Yeah, it's a slow song.
Turn the page.
Of all the songs that you talk about, it's a slow song.
Yeah, it's not my favorite choice, but him performing it would be pretty cool.
I don't like the song. I bet Justin does a great job.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Wow. You can say you don't like a summer
one of your slow songs. Would you get mad?
Yes.
Camden, we're coming.
And Hill's coming with us.
You better
and
get
we're
going
to sing Turn the Page.
Don't go away. 9 o'clock. Patrick Graham coming up next.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and you're